It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 23 of the Podketeer Podcast. I am in the mobile recording studio, and I just left work. And those were my door locks locking. And in fact, I'm still in the parking lot at work, and I'm on my way to Disneyland. I'm having to take a little bit of a detour because somebody decided to crash their car, which I'm familiar with, having done it just last month. In fact, just about a month ago today, I totaled my other car. I now have a little BMW. I used to have a Chrysler Sebring, which I loved. You'll have to pardon the turn signal. I'm going to record the entire episode on my little portable recorder here and put that out as the show this week. What I'm going to do is take a little walk around the park and downtown Disney and scope out the holiday stuff that they've got on sale. And judging from last week when I went over to the park, they got a lot of stuff. I guess it was a little more than a week ago. I went over there on the 14th, the first day, the first official day that the holiday decorations were up. And there was just a preponderance of holiday stuff out. A lot more than I've seen in past years. They seem to have outdone themselves on holiday stuff, so I'm going to have a lot to talk about. They have some cool stuffed animals, lots of pins. It seemed like every toy they had has a holiday version. Now, some of them are the same holiday version that they keep coming out with every year. The Cars holiday vehicles seem to be just the same as they were last year. If there's a difference, it's not much of one. They've got the Lightning McQueen in red and green, and Ramon, a red and green Ramon. And those seem to be the same as the ones from last year. So I'm sure that they do that with a lot of things. They just put out the same toy year after year. You know, it's a lot more cost effective to do it that way. But they've got a lot of things like pins and so forth that are unique every year. One thing I did mention on, I believe it was on the last show, that they have a new Disney Christmas CD out, a 2011 version. Now, the last one that I've been able to find was a 2009, so they don't do them every year. I haven't found any evidence of a 2010 version, so. And there's a Mickey Around the World Christmas CD, but some of those songs are reproduced on the other Christmas CDs, so. That one I looked at, but I didn't buy the Around the World one. It didn't really look like anything that I found too terribly interesting. Now, what you can do, of course, is get on iTunes and you can pick and choose the songs that you want a lot of times. Once in a while, they make you buy the whole album, but for the most part, you can pick out individual songs. And I did that on the 2009 Mickey's CD. Although I think I bought all but like one song. So now the 2011, I would have probably bought all but maybe two or three. There's two or three songs that do not have Disney characters singing in them. The only thing that makes them a Disney Christmas song is the fact that it's on a CD with a picture of the Disney characters on it. I think there was three songs, it might have been four, that have absolutely no Disney characters whatsoever in it. It's just a Christmas song. Not that it's a bad Christmas song, but when you're buying a CD because it's a Disney CD, you kind of expect to have Disney characters in every song, and it didn't work out that way. You know, probably time-wise, they ran out of time, or you know, who knows. But, I'm maybe about a third of the way to Disneyland right now, so rather than have you sit here in my car with me all the way to Disneyland, I'm going to go ahead and, like I did last time, give you a fast pass, and we'll pick this up on my walk into the park. I've been doing here lately since I joined Weight Watchers is when I go to the park, instead of taking the tram, I walk in. Because it doesn't take very long. It's maybe a half mile walk from the parking garage, the Mickey and Friends parking garage, to the front gate at Disneyland. So it's not far. And on the way out of the park, it definitely saves you time. And it's safe because there's a lot of people walking the path on the way out, so you know nothing's going to happen to you, because you know there'd be way too many witnesses. And it's a pretty safe area anyway. I've never had anybody bother me, and I've walked, you know, in the middle of the night, midnight, with nobody around, and never had any problem. So it's a pretty safe walk. So as I was saying, I'm going to stop here and give you a fast pass, and I'll pick this up walking into the park. Well, I'm back. I am, as promised, on the walkway on my way into Disneyland along, this is, I believe, West Road. Or Disneyland Drive, whatever the one that splits the Disneyland Hotel off from downtown Disney and Disneyland. I know it used to be West Road, I'm not sure what it is now. That was some fellow travelers along the walkway here. Now I am branching off to the left, headed toward downtown Disney. This path parallels the monorail track, somewhere close to the House of Blues here. Yeah, this path, as I said, this is the walkway from Mickey and Friends parking structure into downtown Disney and Disneyland. And it is right in between the monorail track and the driveway for the trams. And it's a pleasant little walk. Got a tram headed up here. You'll most likely hear it go by. And you also have a monorail. I don't know if it'll come along before we get to the area here where it branches away from the monorail track, because it just came into the hotel. I don't know, might make it. I think it's leaving the hotel, actually.
We are now approaching the main entrance.
It sounds the horn a couple of times before it leaves.
Please return here to take the Mickey and Friends tram back to the parking area. The trams will continue running until 1 hour after the latest park
closes. As you heard, I'm sure, one of the trams going by with the spiel. In case you didn't know, I'd mentioned it before. The announcer on the trams is also the announcer for the Haunted Mansion holiday. And right off the top of my head. I can't remember his name. But it is the same fellow. I've mentioned him before on other podcasts, so if you're wondering who it is, go back to one of the Halloween podcasts. I think it was the third one where I went into him and his additions to the park. We're branching away from the monorail tracks, so you're not going to hear the monorail, but I'm sure you've heard it before. Coming up the back of Wenzel's Pretzels. And then I'm going to branch off to the right and go take a look at the World of Disney store, see what they've got in there for Christmas. I'm doing some construction work. The ATM here is closed where Haagen-Dazs is, so if you come here, find another ATM because that one's closed. Alright, this path enters Downtown Disney right about even with Marceline's Confectionery, which is a candy store named after Walt's, at least the town that he considers to be his hometown. Now I'm coming by the front of Napolini. Even though it's a Monday, there's still some people set up here playing music. That's a recording right there. Although anything you hear would be a recording, I guess, technically, huh? All right. I am in sight of the World of Disney. I'm going to go in there and check out some of the Christmas stuff. Organ player. There's two organs stacked on top of each other. Just inside, they've got some stockings and Mickey Mouse hats and plush Mickey Santas.
Right here, look it.
That's the display on either side of the door coming in.
I'm trying to find
the turntable racks all over the place with Christmas stuff. See here in the, I call it the collectible area, where we've got the artwork and the glass cases with the Dooney and Burke purses. Yeah, I don't see any Christmas artwork. Right in the case here, they do have some Nightmare Before Christmas ornaments. There's three of them, an orange one, like a pumpkin, a green skull, and a red one that looks like a spider web. Pretty cool. Don't see a price on it. Then right next to it, there's a mouse ear hat, but it's a definite departure from the normal one. It's the top half of Jack Skellington's head with Mickey Mouse ears and a Santa hat. And it looks pricey. Yeah, so there's no price on it, but it definitely looks like something that would cost you a couple bucks. This area really doesn't have a lot of Christmas stuff. I know they have a Big Fig. Now, whether you've noticed or not, the Big Figs are downsized now. And it's a Mickey with a Santa bag presents. And it's right here, they've also got the Department 56 houses. They're miniature houses and people, Disney characters, that you could display, like the small little villages you've seen. There used to be a store here called Department 56 that had all sorts of different kind of things, but it's no longer here. Now they have Mickey and Minnie Caroling. That's a bigger one. That's more of along the size of the normal Big Pigs. That's a $199.95. And the Mickey Big Pig, there's no price on it. There's a smaller little display of a sleigh with Donald, Goofy, Minnie, and Mickey. It's pretty cool. For $34.95. With presents all around it. White snowy base with glitter. It's called a Touch of Sparkle. That's pretty cool. Oh, I'm sorry, pardon me. The Touch of Sparkle is not that one, it's a Tinkerbell. I don't see the Mickey and Minnie one in a box, so I'm not sure what it's called. But it's cute. And I got some of the ornaments and so forth that they always have. All right, this section, that's about it for this area. All right, now I'm over into the clothing. All right, now I'm over into pins. Well, we have a lot of pins. I don't see any Christmas ones. They must have them in a separate area. So any Christmas pins on that wall. Alright, here we got them. And we got the two elves whose name escapes me right at the moment. The two new ones that they've been putting in the specials. They've got basically the same thing as that Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, and Donald in the sleigh, except on a pin. And this one's got Pluto with the and a round Mickey ornament with a Santa belt. It's red, sparkly, with ears. And there's a Mickey with a Santa sack. The snowman Mickey, now this one's a little different this year. He's got his hand up in the air with a heart in it. There's a Minnie dressed as Mrs. Santa Claus. We've still got some Halloween ornaments here too. We've already got the Valentine's Day ornaments out. We've also got a Hanukkah ornament. It's on a Star of David background with a menorah. Pretty cool. Well, that's the pins. I'm sure there's more. It's a little crowded right where I was standing, so couldn't spend a whole lot more time looking. Oh, I got some very cool Christmas stockings and ornaments hanging in here in the clothing section. They've taken two or three of the areas here that are normally clothing and they've put up ornaments. I got a really nice stocking here from Finding Nemo. $22.95, and one along the same lines with Toy Story with Woody and Buzz. This Woody and Buzz are on the front, there's nothing on the back, so it's only displayable from one side, which is fine. You hang it on your fireplace, that's all you're gonna see. There's a half a dozen or so ornaments. Package of Toy Story ornaments with bells on them. Kind of cool. There's really too many for me to go into detail on. There's dozens of different ornaments, wreaths for your door, stockings. Oh, it's really cool. Minnie Mouse Victorian era tree topper. Looks like it lights up. There's a fuzzy Mickey Mouse. Looks like a nutcracker. At least it looks like a nutcracker, but... Oh, okay. It is a nutcracker, just not his jaw. It's right below his head. Really nice tree skirt with Mickey on it. Mickey, Goofy, I can't really see who else. I see Mickey and Goofy on it. I may have to buy that. Let's see. Wow. You're going to have to really want it. $75. Which I think is just a little pricey for a tree skirt. Oh, there's a nice little tray and cup. Cookies for Santa. Got a mug with Disney characters. Their heads are ornaments. That's cool. I'm trying to see the price on that. No price on it. Oh, this is cool. I've got some ceramic ornaments shaped like Mickey Mouse skull caps. I haven't seen these before. I think these are new. They're not cheap though. $19 each. $18.95. I got a Yoda with a Santa hat on. A Wally ornament. Nice fuzzy jackets with Mickey on them for $65. Prices are definitely up this year over what they've had in the past. Got a gingerbread Mickey skull hat, which is new, I think. I don't recall seeing that last year. And Mickey Santa hat says, my first Christmas hat, which is kind of big for a baby. So if you're aiming at giving it to a baby, it might just be a little big. Oh man, I just found a cool shirt. This is Your Highway in the Sky. It's got a very cool picture of the monorail. Unfortunately, it only comes in an XL, and that's too small for me. And some of the violent Disney stuff that I know Walt would have never liked. Got one of Mickey Mouse punching somebody. So busting loose, move it. That doesn't do anything for me. I don't like that kind of stuff. All right, well, I think we've scoped out most of what they've got in the world of Disney. So, I'm going to give you a fast pass and head over to the inside of the park. So, I'll be back.
This is Podketeer.
All right, I'm inside the park. Looks like they're setting up for the parade filming that they do every year for Christmas. Now, something they're doing a little different this year. Normally they set the stage up in front of the castle, and it looks like this year they've got the stage set up in front of the train station. That's going to look a little different. Just about an hour and a few minutes prior to closing. Alright, let's see what they got in the Emporium. Alright, same Christmas hats, t-shirts that they had in other places. Looks like they're not quite stressing the Christmas stuff quite as much as some of the other ones. They have a baby Mickey in pink and in blue with the Santa hat. See this baby's first Christmas on it. That's cute. Some small plaid pajamas. Now those really aren't Christmas. We got the Nutcrackers here again. Some small Mickey plushies with Santa hats. We got some really ugly Chip and Dale plushies. I mean, really ugly. I'd highly recommend staying away from those. Minnie dressed in PJs. In the ER. Looks like they're waiting for Santa. And nothing else. Christmassy, so let's exit the Emporium.
So, over at the toy store. It didn't look like anything Christmas oriented here at the toy store. Looks like they're doing the fireworks early tonight. As you shut the lights off.
Well, I've stopped for a second here, paused the recording, and I ran into somebody I knew. They've lit the castle. Looks like they're fixing to have the parade. I don't have one of the guides, so I'm not sure what all is fixing to happen.
As far as it can go.
Trying to make my way down the sidewalk here without running people over. Let's check out Candy Palace, see if there's any Christmas related in here. There's about 900 bazillion people in here. They're making peanut brittle. One single thing with a Christmas. Oh, I beg your pardon. Gingerbread cookie mix. And a large ornament that opens up has candy inside. It's the only two things in the Candy Palace. All right. That was pretty tight quarters. Castle looks very nice. I like the way they've lit it this year. Looks different. It looks like they're still working on the Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe. It's there where the annual pass center used to be. I'm gonna try weaving my way into Frontierland. Now I'm going into Adventureland. I'm gonna branch off on the little trail. So go over to Frontierland, check out the pin store. You ever get on a path and everybody seems to be headed towards you? Alright, we have a trading post here. There's some red and green guns. Those just look like they happen to be that color. Actually, I think it's orange and green. And Christmas sweatshirts. Mittens. Mittens don't have anything Christmassy on them, they're just mittens. Something I've never seen before. There's Oregon ducks. Shirts. Mickey State, which I haven't seen. So it could be the state of Mickey. That's about it. But we'll come out of the store here, across from the shooting exposition. This area is pretty dead over here. Silver spur supplies. A lot of Christmas stuff in the living room. They have a Christmas tree. Ah, this is Christmas Central here. Nice Christmas tree, ornaments. Lots and lots of ornaments. Pretty much the same stuff at the other stores. But a lot of it right here together, so if you're looking for Christmas stuff, this would be a good place to drop in. Right here at the Silver Spur. It's all the same store, it's just one end of the store. Silver Spur Supplies, right next to the Golden Horseshoe. Let's go in that door there, and there's a lot of Christmas stuff. Oh, let's see here. A very quiet area over here. I think everybody's on Main Street waiting for the fireworks. There's like two people in the Mexican restaurant. And I cheated. I stopped off at Taco Bell and got a burrito for $4 instead of having to pay $15. Here is Disneyland.
Okay.
I'm going to try the Westward Ho Trading Company, which is the other name for Penn Store here in Frontierland. It's one of the better Penn Stores. Yeah, nothing special. You have a Christmas lanyard, which is kind of cool. That's the first place I had seen that, is in there. And they have some limited edition pins, annual pass holder pin, Small World. I think it was annual pass holder. The one last year for Small World was annual pass holder. I'm weaving my way over here to my favorite little spot. I don't know if this is going to survive when they redo the Plaza Garden dance area there, Carnation Plaza. This may get gobbled up, this little pond and walkway. If you come out the Penn Store right there by the cannon, there's a gate. Go through that gate and the little walkway here leads you right over to the Plaza, Carnation Plaza Garden, where they have the bands and so forth. At least that's what it does right now. As I said, they're fixing to change all of that. They're going to make that into a meet and greet area for the princesses. Fixing to have the fireworks. 10 minutes. So, I think I'm going to weave my way out of this place. I think I've seen just about all the Christmas stuff that they've got. Some cool stuff. None of the stuffed animals do much for me. The Chip and Dale, those things are horrible looking. The teeth, instead of, they made them thin and they kind of fold up, stick straight out of the mouth. It wasn't very well made at all. I'm kind of surprised that they're actually selling it. It's pretty atrocious looking. So I definitely would shy away from buying that, unless you're just a diehard Chip and Dale fan. Shirts are not too bad looking. I like the jacket that they've got with the Santa Mickey on it, but $65. That's pretty pricey. All of their clothing has gone up in price, and their hats and everything this year is up quite a bit. They, I guess, needed to make a little more money on it because it's, like I say, it's all up. I personally, the quality of the jacket that they've got there, it's not the world's best quality. That's one thing that they've always had here. I didn't mind paying a little more because I've got sweatshirts and jackets that I bought at Disneyland that have lasted for years. I mean, years and years and years. Hundreds of washings and still are bright colors and look great. So, but the stuff that they're selling right now, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's going to last longer than it looks like. It will, but I'm not real choked up with the apparent quality of some of the clothing that they've got out there, especially at the price that they're charging for it. I do like some of the new Christmas hats they've got this year. They slacked off for a couple of years and really didn't have any new hats, just reissuing the same hats. But they've got 6 or 8 new hats this year. And I'm always looking for new hats because I like to wear a different one the week before Christmas at work. Wear a different hat every day. And I've got like 4 hats, so I need a couple more. After all, who couldn't use some more Mickey stuff? Lord knows I got enough of it. I got so much stuff, you wouldn't believe it. My office is just full to the brim with Disney stuff. I'm going to start getting some of the stuff that I'm not quite as attached to and auction it off on eBay. So you get a chance, check out eBay. Bald Toy Man is my eBay ID. See what I got for sale. My website's www.toysetc.com. That's toys with a Z instead of an S. Toys with an S was taken, so I had to go with the Z.
I'm not trying to be advertising here. Just thought you might like to see some of the Disney stuff I got for sale. Well, they're fixing to do the fireworks here, so I guess I better wrap this thing up. Hope you guys enjoyed episode number 23 of the Podketeer Podcast. And I hope you'll be out here next week to join us again for episode 24. And until then, as I always say, you have yourself a magical Disney week.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse Copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podketeer.com. The great caricature artwork on the Podketeer website was created by Disneyland artist Catherine Clark. You may email her at portraitsandcaricatures@yahoo.com. Her blog is located at www.myspace.com/Clark_art.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Careful getting home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.